Okay, let's go. Perek Chet. This is the part two of Ai, right? Last Perek we had, they were full of confidence, overconfidence. Yoshua stayed at home, small force, and they end up getting chased away. 36 people, we said around 36, maybe one person. Couldn't understand what happened. They realize Achan had stolen, and they do the goral, they find out, they punish him. And now they're going back as a tikkun. Now, everything now we're doing is a tikkun on what they should have done the first attack. And now they're going in to Ha'ai for the second time. Okay, so I just wanted to give you a little bit of geography.
Did they do it
down the
first
time? No. No.
That's
36. There was 36 men, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this is where... This is this black circle here is the old, what they thought was the biblical Ha'ai, but the archaeologists couldn't find anything to show that was dated from that time. Any no destruction from like 1400 BC. And it took a few decades until after when they found just over here what we needed to be east of Beit El. This is the Beit El now, but Beitin is like more of the biblical Beit El, where Abraham went, where others went. And east of Shalom.
Wow, new man.
I didn't know where I had
to. Smart. We haven't started, just showing them the geography. This is the biblical Ha'ai, which they found a small city that was walled, that had signs of destruction and burning, 1400 BC. Wow. So this puts it almost exactly what where Yoshua would have been. and we're going to see also how the forces split up and where they go. Okay? Fine. Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem el Yoshua. Hashem says now to Yoshua, Al tira v'al techa. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried what happened the first time round. Now, kach imecha et kol am hamilchama. Now I want you to take everyone with you to the battle. Don't be overconfident like last time. How many did it take last time? 3,000. Right now, I want you to take everyone with you to Milchama. Vekum, and you get up, Ale Ha'ai, and go to Ha'ai. Meaning, now we're going to see there's an emphasis on Yoshua going to battle as well. What I wanted to find in the Pasuk that we just read in Vayet Hanan, Moshe says, Vehu over lifnechem. Yoshua will go in front of you. Right? And Rashi brings on the spot saying, when Yoshua goes in front of you to war, then you'll be successful. And when you're not, and he brings the episode in Ha'ai, and he says, when Yoshua doesn't go in front of you into war, you're going to see you fail. V'kum aleh Ha'ai, go up to Ha'ai now for the second time. Re'ei, and see, natati b'yadecha et melech Ha'ai ve'et amo. I'm going to give you into your hands the king of Ha'ai and his nation, ve'et iro, and his city, ve'et arzo, and his land. And you're going to do to Ai what you did to Jericho and their king. Rak, but there's a difference now. Shlala uvehemta tavozu lachem. Now I want you to take the spoils. Right? Because last time we said Yoshua wanted to be makdish everything. This is something miraculous. Everything's for Hashem. And that was the problem. Right? The problem was that they didn't hold the cherem and Achan ruined it. Mm. So they lost. Now he's saying, which is also, it's understandable. When the miracle comes and helps you, why should you take anything? Hashem helped you. But when you're doing all the work and you're a soldier, you're a paid soldier. So I'll, you know, take whatever you want. Now you're doing all the battle yourself. So now you can take whatever you want.
Well, that's the halacha now, isn't it?
I mean, it depends. Depends what the halacha is at the time. Yoshua said no, so that's the halacha last time. Now, Davka Hashem saying, now you've got to rectify this, now they can take whatever they want.
Last time, Shmuel,
there
was like, not to touch. You know, he said,
no,
don't take anything.
See both, yeah.
Different reasons.
Yeah. Okay, so now I want you to take from the shalal for the soldiers, since everything's going to be up to you. Right? He's weaning them off of these miracles. This time there's going to be no miracles. You're going to war yourselves. Simlacha orev la'ir me'ahareah. But I want you to now add in some military tactics. I want you to do an ambush, or whatever's an ambush. Right? So now this is really up to them. In the same way that they're doing all the military tactics and making an ambush, we know from experience that even that, you need Siyata Dishmaya. Yeah, for the pages in Lebanon and Hezbollah. For everything to happen, yes, it was Takhpulot, and yes, they had tactics and everything went into the planning and years of planning. But you know how much the planets have to align for that all to work? There still needs a huge amount of Siyata Dishmaya, right?
So, a serial disaster.
It could be, exactly. One thing goes wrong here, it's not going to work out. We're going to see. Just because you're doing military tactics doesn't mean everything's going to work out okay. You still need Hashem's help. But now you're going to have much more of an input. So I want you to lay ambush to the city as well. Gimel. Vayakom Yehoshua, v'chol am ha-milchama, la'alot ha'ay. And Yehoshua go up, and all the nation with him, to go for war with ha'ay. Ha'ay was on a bit of a raised place, raised tell. Vayivchar Yehoshua, now Yehoshua chooses 30,000 ish, gibore ha'ayim. Now he chooses 30,000, right? This is 10 times the amount of the first one. Vayishalahem laila, and they have to go on a nighttime mission, and we're going to see what their mission is. This is 30,000 soldiers. Boom, nighttime reconnaissance. Dalad, vayitzav otam lemor, and he tells them as follows. Ru'u atem orvim la'ir. Me'ahare ha'ir, you are going to lay in ambush. Al tarhiku min ha'ir me'od, don't go too far away. V'hitem kulchem nechonim, and be ready. Yeah, because ones if they go too far away, the timing, right? But I want you to 30,000 of you to lay in ambush. V'ani v'chol ha'am asher iti, and me and all the people that are with me, nikrav el ha'ir. We will get close to the city. V'haya ki yetzu likratenu kasher barishona, and it will be when they come out to greet us, like they did in the first episode. The nasnu niflehem, and we'll run away from them, right? Meaning that he's going to pull them out.
He's actually using the people and the army. He says,
it seems like he's using soldiers. At the moment, he says ha'am. But we're going to see in a second he's choosing soldiers to do this.
Yeah, because apparently the soldiers are on site and the army's coming. The enemy could consider the army's huge garrison.
Correct, there'll be a huge amount
so
of people.
Could be attacked.
Yeah, no, he uses soldiers here, I think. Okay, so he's laying an ambush. Me, okay, 30,000, you wait. I'm going to pull them out of the city when they're going to come out to meet us. Then, vayatzu acharenu ad hatikenu otam min ha'ir, and they're going to come out to us, after us, until everyone's out of the city, ki yomru, because they're going to say, nasim lifanenu, they're running away from us, like the first time, kasher barishona, like they did the first time, they're running away, v'nasnu lifnehem, and we're going to chase after them. Va'atem, and then Yehoshua says to them, but you 30,000, waiting in ambush, Takumu mehaorev, you get up from the ambush, vehorashtem et ha'ir, and you're going to be able to take over the whole city. Untana Hashem Elokechem b'yedchem, Hashem's going to give you the city into your hands. Labriot. Chet, vehaya ketofsechem et ha'ir, and it will be. When you, 30,000, laying in ambush, take over the city, tatzitu et ha'ir ba'esh, I want you to burn the whole thing down. Kidvar Hashem ta'asu, because this is what Hashem wants you to do. Ru'u tziviti etchem, because this is what I've commanded you to do. Okay? Sounds quite, what's the word? Sounds quite serious. Yeah, we're putting, extreme, bloodthirsty, but we're going to see. It's the opposite. It's the opposite.
Isn't that when you come across an idolatrous city also?
We have to burn it. Correct, but we don't have to burn everyone in it as well. We're going to see. Ted, Vayishlachem Yehoshua, and so Yehoshua now sends those 30,000 men. Vayelchu el ha-ma'arav, and they go to set the ambush. Vayeshvu ben Bet-El u ben Ha'ai, Miyam la'ai, west of Ai. Vayalen Yehoshua balayla hahu betoch ha'am. But Yehoshua, he stays with the people and he sleeps there that night. So let's just have a look at the map where we are. He sends, this is Ha'ai, I'm sorry, this is Ha'ai, this is Bet El. The ambush is going to be, see this deep valley here? The deep valley, so they can't be seen. This is where that 30,000 force is going to be hiding in the valley, west of Ha'ai. Yeshua is going to be in this smaller valley because we're going to see they attack them from the north, which also fits very nicely with archaeology because the gates of Ha'ai were in the north. So that would be the place where you attack them. This small force. Right. Right. This is probably the best place to be so you can't be seen. Right? Yeshua is staying here with the people. We're going to see how many. And they're both of them in the valleys over here. And Ha'ai is here on a bit of a raised thing. Now, it says here, Vayalen Yehoshua balaylahu betoch ha'am. Yehoshua, he decides not to go with the 30,000. He decides to stay with the smaller force. We're going to see in a second, it's a much smaller force, maybe 5,000 people, soldiers. And he stays with the smaller force at night in the more dangerous area. Okay? This is showing you now he's putting himself there at the front in the battle. He's not doing the easy job of coming in after the people have left the city and burning it down. He is staying with the people as a leader should, as a Jewish leader should, staying with them in a valley, which militarily is quite a dangerous exposed area because you've got a disadvantage, exactly. And he's sleeping there with the people. And many people say, B'tocha am. I can't see where it is here, but here Rashi says, Liot nachon bashkamat haboker, so he can be ready to go in the morning. But there are others, the Radak and others say, this is in order to give chizuk to the people. That yes, we might be in the more dangerous, precarious position here, smaller in number, we're in the valley, but Yehoshua is with us, and that will give us chizuk, that will be successful. Yud, Vayashkem Yehoshua baboker, Yehoshua got up in the morning. Vayifkod et ha'am, he got everyone ready. Vayal hu, right, and he specifically went up in front of them. Vizikne Yisrael, lifnei ha'am ha'ai. And the Zikne Yisrael also went before the people. Why does Zikne Yisrael go before the people? They're not going to war. They're not going to war. Maybe. Chizuk as well, probably. Yeah, maybe give them a little Devar Torah, some rousing words. Right? Yudalef. V'chol ha'am ha'milchama asher ito. So all the people that were ready for war, that were with Yehoshua, alu v'yikshu, v'yavo neged ha'er, went up towards Ha'ai. Right? Going towards, from the north. They're attacking from the north. V'yachanu mitzfon la'ai. And they are camped just north of Ai. V'hagai beno uben Ai, right? And the valley was between them. That's where they were positioned now, over here. Yudbet, v'ikach kehameshet alafim ish. And he took about 5,000 men. V'yasem otam orev, and he made this ambush, ben Bet-El uben Ai miyam la'ai. So he made the 30,000 go. Or this, some people say, could be a another amount of people. But he made the ambush to the west, and he went with a smaller force. Now, think about it like this: if he would have sent another 2,000 people, the king might have looked at that, and we're going to see here in a second. It says that people at Ha'ai there was 12,000. If he sends now, Yeshua sends another 2,000. Because he knows there's going to be an ambush, what's the king going to think? Would he really send the same amount of people a second time? You made a mistake. You only sent a few thousand people the first time. Or you're only going to send 3,000 the first time? The king would say, it's definitely what? It's definitely a trap. So now Yehoshua has to kind of balance it and say, okay, so now I've got to make it look like I'm coming for a proper war now. So I'm going to send a few more people. I'm going to send about 5,000. So now he's thinking, okay, he's come with a larger force. that means he's come for battle now. He doesn't want to lose it like the first time.
Also, last time he didn't have
Zakani. And they came out to him.
Right. So we're going to see. This is all part of Yoshua's plan, military tactics.
They simply abandoned because they wanted to be a big force because they saw a big force.
Correct. This, he wants to bring them out. He wants to bring them out. That's the whole thing.
So he's decoying them.
Correct. Yeah. If he brings too small of a force, they'll say, ah, this is a trick. They wouldn't do the same thing twice unless there's an ambush here or something. So he has to bring a larger force, but not too large. Enough large so they think he's come for battle, but small enough that they think maybe we could still take them like we did the first time and bring them out. So it's a fine balance there. So he takes 5,000 men and he's got the ambush waiting. וישימו העם את כל המחנה אשר מצפון לעיר ואת הקבוע מים לעיר. They surround from the north and from the west. וילך יהושע בלילה ההוא בתוך העמק. It says, and that night, Yoshua went into the emek. He went into the valley. All the deeper sources say, what does it mean he went into the emek? Rashi says, אמרו רבותינו שלן בעומקה של הלכה. Rashi says, actually, when it says Emek, means he went into the depth of halakha that night. He stayed up learning Torah all night. Because we're going to see, like Yeshua said before, everything is connected with how we learn Torah and if we learn Torah. Remember the Malach came at the beginning and said, I've come to you because you did something wrong. And Yeshua says, what did I do wrong? He said, number one, you didn't do the Tamid. Number two, you didn't learn Torah. Even though there's battles going on, you think you can be Hefker? From learning Torah? Can you part from that? No way. So Yoshua spends the whole night learning Torah, says Rashi. Because that's what gives us the Zuchot. ויהי קראות מלך העי, וימהרו וישכימו ויצאו אנשי העיר לקראת ישראל למלחמה, הוא וכל עמו למועד לפני הערבה. When the king sees this 5,000 strong force coming towards them, they get so excited. Not only it doesn't here say the soldiers, it says hu v'chol amo, him and all the people of the city leave with him to go out and greet this battle, because they think, okay, we've got them again, right? So everyone's so excited, the whole city goes out. It says v'hu lo yada ki orev lo ma'achare ha'ir, and he didn't know there was an ambush waiting for him at the other side of the city. That's what he thought.
This is complete. Really, really worked out. The morning and the night must have done something.
I'm sure that's why he did it. That's why he did it, right? This also reminds us of Yehuda Maccabee working with tactics of ambush and other things, right? And I found this other case. It's called Al Castel, the Castel Yerushalayim. It was a little outpost near Yerushalayim, that had a very good strategic advantage on the pathways. So in 1948, when they were during the war, they were stopping. Exactly, it was a Crusader castle that the Arabs had. Right, exactly, and they were shooting people on the road, and they were trying to take supplies to the Jewish people in Yerushalayim. But why did that remind me of it? Because in that story, in Castel in 1948. Because of the fighting with the Palmach and everything, the Palmach managed to kill the leader of the village, and they all went to Harabayit to bury him. And whilst they were all out of the city, Harabayit burying him, without shooting a bullet, the Palmach just went and took over Al Castel. Very similar to here, where now they all come out getting all excited.
When I was in the States, I was on the Shoftim with our Rav. He was pointing out how every operation that they did was tactics, was subterfuge, was every operation. Was nothing normal about it. The way they went about it, their plans, like you say, we're going to go here, but we're going to have our second force here. All of it. So there's this thing called the Jerusalem Chronicles. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a book, but it's written in newspaper form. Mm-hmm. And it starts out from Moses. Uh-huh. To modern day Israel, and it makes headlines out of all this. So I showed it to him, and it's in City of Ai conquered, and it's like witnesses said it was horrible. Well,
as if it was happening today.
To what actually happened throughout Jewish history? So it's great.
Yeah, we should go there.
Publish a paper.
Okay. Where are we? So yeah, Yud Dalet we did. They come out. Okay, Ted Vav.
וינגעו יהושע בכל ישראל לפניהם וינוסו דרך המדבר. So now Yeshua takes his soldiers and they all run away from the people coming out of the city. ויזעקו כל העם אשר בעי לרדוף אחריהם, and all the people of Ai came out screaming to greet them, to chase after them. וירדפו אחרי יהושע. Yeah. For sure. But it's still a precarious position. Still precarious, but it's still very dangerous. You're in a valley, being chased after. They could quite easily overrun you. If the ambush is too far away, it doesn't work. Right? So like we say, you've got tactics, but it all has to work out in your favor. So Yeshua's running away. They chased after Yeshua, and they cut them off from the city. Yud Zayin. Ve'lo nishar ish ba'ai u'bet el. So there was no one left in the city. Asher lo yatzu aharei, so that didn't go out to chase after Israel. Ve'yazu et ha'ir petuha, they left the whole city open and free. Ve'ridufu aharei Israel, and they chased after the Jewish people. Ve'yom ha'ashem el Yehoshua, nete b'kidon asher b'yadcha el ha'ai, I want you to raise up the spear in your hand. What does this remind us of?
Moshe,
bring up the stick. Ki b'yadcha et ha'nena, because I'm going to give the city to you today. Vayet Yehoshua b'kidon, and Yehoshua raised up his hand with the kidon, with the spear, asher b'yado el ha'ir, it was in his hand towards the city. Once they see this, Yutet, va'orev kam mehera mimkomo, and now the ambush, the 30,000 men waiting, they get up quickly from their place, va'yarutzu kintot yado, va'yavo ha'ir va'yilkaduha, and they took over the city because no one was there. And they lit the whole place on fire. So now you understand, it's not so bloodthirsty because there was no one in the city.
Yeah, destroying their existence.
Correct.
Because then they'll correct. Battle.
What I take from this is that when you go to war, you have to deal a blow to the enemies. Until the end, you go all out and you deal a blow and you burn everything down and you take the king and you cut the head off and you do... Because in the end of the day, that wins you the next battle and that stops enemies from coming because they see you've gone all out. So in the end of the day, it might look tough, but it saves bloodshed down the road. That's how I see it. Right? We're in the Middle East.
But the Arabs were eager. The Arabs were eager to catch them. They got tired. And then we approached them and we battled them because we had... But over twice as much as what they had, which gives a real, advantage to every soldier.
Yeah.
It's not one-on-one.
Okay, so this ambush, they come in, there's no one in the city, they burn the whole thing down in fire. Kaf. ויפנו אנשי העי אחריהם ויראו הנה עלה עשן העיר השמיים, the people of העי that were chasing off the Jewish people, they turn around and they see the whole city up in flames. ולא היה בהם ידיים לנוס הנה והנה, they didn't have the כוח to run, do anything, they were finished. והעם הנס המדבר נהפך אל הרודף. And the Jewish people that were running away, they turn into the chaser now.
They were just showing...
They turn around, now they've lost all morale, the city's in thing, they understand now what's happened, they've been stuck in an ambush, they're finished. And now Yehoshua turns around and they become the Rodef. Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael ra'u ki lachad ha'orev et ha'ir, and the Jewish people see that the ambush has taken over the city. V'chi ala ashan ha'ir, the whole thing's gone up in smoke. V'yashuv v'yako et anshe ha'ir, and they come back and they smite all of the people of Ha'ai. V'ele yatzu min ha'ir likratam, and those one that came out to greet them from the city. V'ayu l'Yisrael batavech, ele mizeh ve'ele mizeh, v'yako otam ad bilti hishir lo sarid u'palid, until there was no one left, they destroyed everyone. It's how you got to do it. It's how you got to do it. Chaf Gimel. Ve'et melech ha'ai tafsu hai. And they took the king alive. Ve'yakrivu oto el Yehoshua. And they brought him in front of Yehoshua. Ve'yihi kechalot Yisrael la'arok et kol yoshvei ha'ai basadeh b'midbar asher edafum bo ve'yiplu kulam lefi harev ad tumam. They had lost all morale. They were all destroyed and they killed all of them. All the other people. Vayashuvu kol Yisrael ha'ai, the Jewish people came back to the city, vayaku ota lefi harev, and they killed everyone with the sword. Vayhi kol hanofelim bayom ahu, all of those that fell on that day, me'ish va'adisha, man and woman, 12,000 alef, or 12,000. Kol anshe ha'ai, all the people of ha'ai. Kava v'Yoshua lo heshiv yado, asher nata b'kidon. Yoshua didn't put down his staff, he didn't put down his spear. Ad asher ehirin, until it was finished and done.
Just like in Moshe.
Nachon. Moshe puts it up, they win. Right, wax the mind is on Hashem in Shemaim. Et kol yoshvei ha'ai, until they destroyed everyone. Rak ha'behema ushla la'ir ha'i, just all the animals and the loot. Bazazulai Misrael, they took. Kidvar Hashem, asher tzivah et Yoshua, just like Hashem had told Yoshua to do this time. Kafhed, vayisrof Yoshua et ha'ai v'yasimei ha'tel olam shmama ad hayom hazeh. And Yoshua burnt it down. And so it was just a little hill that had been completely burned down. This is what the archaeologists found. 1400 BC, this city was walled.
The king was
gates in the north, the whole thing burned down.
Put the king there.
Oh, so they're taking the king alive at the moment.
That's what I was supposed to do.
Kaftet. We'll see what happens to him now. Ve'et melech ha'ai tala ala etz ad et ha'erev. And the king, they hung on the tree to die. Ad et ha'erev, until the night. Oh, thank you. Halacha.
Yeah, that's
halacha, in Sefer Devarim, I think. Halacha says you hang someone, you're not allowed to keep them hanging overnight. So before Shkia, you will come take them down. Why? Because it's a bizayon for Hashem. Adam is created b'tzelem Elokim. It's a bizayon to leave them hanging there. It seems even Rasha'im, even people the Sanhedrin say is a Rasha. You hang him, and before Shkia, you come and take him down, so it shouldn't be a bizayon for his creator. So here you see what again? Yoshua is now, we're seeing that he's putting the Torah into practice. This is showing us that all the halachot we've just learned over the river, now Yoshua's coming in, he's putting everything into practice.
What, a real milestone of receiving an opportunity to receive the land, you know.
Exactly. As is based on the fact they're keeping Torah mitzvot. Here he takes him down before night. And before the sun goes down, Yeshua told them, please take him down from the tree. They threw him to the gates. And they put a mound of stones, so that should be a sign for everyone until today. Okay, the last few psukim, Lamed, Az Yivne, so now it comes to the rocks. Now the rocks here, Rashi says, Parasha zo kituva mukdam umeuchar. Shemiyom she'avru et ha'yarden asaken. Everything from Pasuk Lamed, Rashi says, happened the day after they crossed the Jordan. Okay?
Prior to this battle.
So Rashi is teaching us, just like the Torah, En Mukdam U'Mu'char B'Torah, Rashi is teaching us, En Mukdam U'Mu'char B'Nevi'im as well. So this happened the day after they crossed the Jordan, a few days before this. Az Yifnei Yoshua Mizbech La'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Yoshua built a Mizbeach Bahar Eval, the Har of Eval, which is near Shiloh, it's a bit Nablus, like a bit further north. Kasher tziva Moshe Eved Hashem, and Moshe told him et Bnei Yisrael to do, Kakadu B'Sefer Torat Moshe, that was written in the Torah. Mizbech Havanim Shlemot, whole stones, Asher lo enif alehem barzel, that no one had used the barzel to cut them. Vayalu alav olot La'Hashem Yizbechu Shlamim, and they bring korbanot. Vayichtov, and you should write on these stones. These are the 12 stones that they carried. Mm. You know, the 12 people he told crossing to carry 12 stones. Put them on Har Eval. Now he's telling them what to do there. This happened when they crossed the Jordan. One from each shevet was told to carry a big stone, and they put them on Har Eval. And this is
what I saw them left in the water.
This was another one. You're right. There's another 12 stones they put in the river as a sign. What happened? These are 12 they were told to write the whole Torah. Vayichtov sham al avanim, write on the stones et Mishne Torah Moshe. So either Mishne Torah is what?
Devarim.
Or it could be that, I think Sadia Gaon says that he wrote all the mitzvot. right? But this was basically showing everyone who we are, what we've done, what we're coming to do, and this was like our calling card.
Anything ever found, or did we ever look for?
We haven't found these.
Be nice. Quite a lot of writing down.
There were big rocks as well. Asher katav lifnei bnei Israel. Okay. Lamed gimel. V'chol Yisrael uzkenav shotrav. שוטרים ושופטיו עומדים מזה ומזה לארון, נגד הכהנים הלוויים נושא ארון ברית השם, כגר כעזרה חציו אל מול הר גרזים, והחציו אל מול הר עבר, כאשר ציווה משה עבד השם לברך את העם ישראל בראשונה. So six tribes on הר גרזים, six tribes on הר עבר, הכהנים לוויים in the middle, or most of them, and Aaron in the middle, and now Moshe gives the ברכה הר גרזים, the קללה הר עבר, and everyone answers amen after. ואחרי כן קרא את כל דברי התורה הברכה והכללה הברכה והכללה של הפני he says it out loud ככל הכתוב בספר התורה everything is written in this ספר תורה לא היה דבר מכל אשר ציווה משה אשר לא קרא יהושע נגד כל קהל ישראל האנשים והטף והגר ההולך בקרבם יהושע did everything משה told him to do זכה ברוך
שכה